Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There are two people on the front of all the papers this morning, Moya Brennan and Michael Healy-Ray. We'll begin with Michael Healy-Ray, who dominates pretty much all of the front pages this morning. The Irish Times main picture shows now former Minister of State Michael Healy-Ray saluting protesters and the media, because there's about 20 journalists in front of him outside Leinster House yesterday, just after announcing his resignation from government. And the Irish Times says Healy-Ray blindsided the government. It's the first major defection, and the coalition suffered its first major defection when Michael Healy-Ray yesterday resigned before voting no confidence in the government and also sharply criticising Taoiseach Micheál Martin. That's the Irish Times. The Irish Examiner has another picture of Michael Healy-Ray saluting the protesters, and the Healy-Ray resigns over fuel is the headline. The story: the government survived a motion of no confidence but lost a junior minister in the process, as Michael Healy-Ray sensationally resigned on the floor of the Dáil. The Irish Daily Mail has a quote from Michael Healy-Ray: "I believe I'm a gauge of the people of rural Ireland. The Taoiseach has let them down. Healy-Ray blindsides government with resignation, wounding leadership further in fuel crisis despite its Dáil vote survival." Then the Irish Daily Mirror has another quote: "Dad Jackie told me to quit. Junior Minister Michael Healy-Ray said he spoke to his late father Jackie Healy-Ray for advice before dramatically quitting the government. The Kerry TD voted against the coalition, with the Dáil's richest TD even, that's what they're calling Michael Healy-Ray, the richest TD in the Dáil, giving a fisted salute to cost of living protesters outside Leinster House afterwards." That's the front of the Mirror. And then the Irish Independent: coalition in crisis. Healy-Ray gave no notice. Cabinet rows as government survives motion of no confidence, and the opposition calls for a general election. So quite a dramatic day yesterday. We're going to be talking on News Talk Breakfast about fuel prices, because the excise cuts came into effect at midnight. Now, some petrol stations aren't expecting to pass on the price reduction until the weekend. I did notice on my drive in this morning that some of the petrol stations have already changed their prices, and the price now at most petrol stations I passed: 2.07 for a litre of diesel and 1.81 for petrol. So that is quite a significant reduction, but others won't be able to pass it on until the weekend. Just one final thing on Michael Healy-Ray, because Mary Regan has a very interesting piece in the Irish Independent about how all of this came about. And it was a Fianna Fáil backbencher who was sitting right behind Michael Healy-Ray. And Michael Healy-Ray was writing down his speaking notes for the confidence motion. And basically the Fianna Fáil backbencher looked over Michael Healy-Ray's shoulder and saw in blue pen mark the writing, "I will be voting no confidence in the leader of the country." So then the Fianna Fáil backbencher had to get the word down to the government chief whip, Mary Butler, sitting in front of this backbencher. And this was the first that anyone knew of what Michael Healy-Ray was going to do. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach is down the corridor in his office on the phone to Mark Carney, the Canadian Prime Minister. He was supposed to be meeting Mark Carney in Canada, but wasn't able to because of the fuel protests. So instead they had a phone chat. But I suppose it doesn't help Micheál Martin if the accusation is made by Michael Healy-Ray that the Taoiseach isn't listening to the people, and then Michael Healy-Ray goes in to try and hand in his resignation and he wasn't able to listen to him either. So anyway, interesting piece by Mary Regan. Moya Brennan is the other person on the front of the papers, as I say. It's the main story, the only story on the front of the Irish Sun. Legend in a lifetime. Tributes have flooded in following the death of Clannad's Moya Brennan, who died on Monday, aged 73. And Bono said she walked through this world like an angel. So many tributes yesterday to her, and just listening to them. She was also a very cool person as well, because I was hearing that she'd collaborated recently enough with rappers, with German house music. She was also hosting a night once a month in Leo's Bar in Donegal, an open mic night for young performers. And you could do rap there, or you could do rock and roll music, or you could do Irish music. So a big supporter of young Irish talent as well. So lots in the papers about Moya Brennan. Elsewhere inside, we have what people are giving out about when they go to the dentist. This is in the Irish Times. Not all to do with money. I thought it would be all about pricing, but it's actually about their crowns falling out. So the Dental Complaints Resolution Service got 763 complaints last year. This is according to their annual report. Now, they don't investigate malpractice or award compensation, but they allow mediation between the patient and the dentist. And most of the complaints were about fillings or crowns falling out, particularly in the front of the mouth, because obviously that would be quite distressing for people. And most complaints are dealt with by the dentist immediately, but sometimes patients don't get a response from their dentist when the crown falls out, and that's why they've taken on to the Dental Complaints Service. And also, there were plenty of people complaining about pricing structures as well. If you have a fancy car, RTE is looking to speak to you, because RTE wants to spend €175,000 hiring chauffeurs, and these will drive around celebrities and dignitaries. The contract for luxury cars, they also need, as well as the nice car, they need a reliable and discreet chauffeur as well, and this is separate to RTE's taxi bill. So RTE is looking for people who drive Mercedes S-Class or BMW 7 Series saloons. Six-seater people carriers of luxurious standard must also be available. Now, you have to be available 24/7, 365 days a year to drive around dignitaries, celebrities, on-air contributors, mainly in the Dublin area. So they're going to give you €175,000 if you win that contract. They might even have a few contractors who'll win it and share the wealth of that particular contract. But you have to be available every day of the year if you're interested. More about that in the Examiner. Staying with fancy cars, in the Mail, Rolls-Royce has unveiled its electric convertible. Its first ever electric two-seater convertible. Now, Rolls-Royce, never known for being cheap, but this does take the biscuit. If you want to buy one, €4 million. They're only making 100 of these convertibles, and they'll have 24-inch wheels and virtually no mechanical noise. It does look very pretty, but I'm not sure any car is worth €4 million. There's an interesting one in the Mail, staying with that paper. Young people don't want to get married or have children anymore, it would seem. We're talking teenagers here. So these are 13 to 16-year-olds who've been surveyed. And they say only half of them think tying the knot is important, and just over half want to have children. Instead, our teenagers are looking for financial independence, having a network of close friends, and getting on the property ladder. So maybe the days of marriage could be numbered. There's also an interesting parenting story in The Eye about how parenting habits change with each generation. So they've gone off and surveyed people about the things that their parents did that they would never do with their children now. And the first one is smoking around babies. No one would do that now, but parents certainly did that years ago. Also, leaving a baby in a buggy outside a shop, rubbing whiskey on gums for teething. Also, didn't some parents used to give their kids Guinness as well? Letting young children babysit other children, giving babies a bottle of tea, leaving the baby for a long time to entertain themselves, or introducing solids before 6 months. They are things that will not be passed on to the next generation. And finally, if you're heading on your holidays to Barcelona, you'll be interested in this one from the Times of London. Barcelona is getting rid of the tourist tat and the tourist traps. We're talking here about La Rambla, which I've never been on, but people say you're plagued there as a tourist, with all these cheap signs, people bugging you on the street to come in for food. Well, that's all going to be banned. There's going to be a uniform appearance on La Rambla. Parasols must be the same height and colour. Restaurants can only have a few tables outside. Also, you're only allowed to have the name of the restaurant, no other advertising. So you can't have menu boards in the middle of the walkway. You can't have oversized drinks display. And the one thing that I can't stand when on holidays, and they're getting rid of this in Barcelona, you can't have staff standing on the street soliciting customers. So that's all change in Barcelona. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.